And 3, 2, 1, hello Borgen Project volunteers. Marking the official kickoff of the appropriations cycle, the House Appropriations Committee approved top-line spending levels, or 302B allocations, for all 12 spending bills, including $56.4 billion for the State Foreign Operations Bill, and that funds most of the international affairs budget. The State Foreign Ops Bill received a $2.2 billion increase from the current year funding. In a statement accompanying the bill, it included strong language reaffirming congressional support for development and diplomacy, stating, "The committee believes that our national security is strongest when development, diplomacy, and defense are well-funded and equally prioritized. The committee contends that military alone cannot solve all the problems confronting the world today, and therefore prioritizes diplomatic and development efforts critical to maintaining United States global leadership." Some selected highlights in the authorization bill included increased funding for global health programs and humanitarian assistance, a rejection of the administration's proposed deep cuts to the international peacekeeping funds for UN, which included paying off our 2017 and 2018 arrears. The bill increases funding for U.S. contributions to the World Bank. It also removes the prohibition on contributions to the Green Climate Fund. There is strong language reflecting a bipartisan commitment to reinforcing Congress's constitutional power of the purse. And in response to the administration's recent decision to suspend all U.S. assistance to the Northern Triangle countries of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, the House bill includes strong language in support of continued investment in the region. The Senate is much further behind the House and is unlikely to release its 302B allocations or its fiscal year 2020 funding bills until later this summer. Now, all eyes will be on the House and Senate leadership, who need to quickly negotiate and pass a new spending agreement in order to keep the fiscal year 2020 appropriation process on track and avoid another government shutdown. Returning for a minute to the House, at a time when half the world's poor live in fragile or conflict-afflicted regions, the House passed the Global Fragility Act, H.R. 2116, which would ensure effective use of U.S. foreign assistance to target the drivers of fragility and enhance stability in priority countries and regions. It will be a 10-year plan. It asks the administration to develop a strategy to address the root causes of violence and fragility and streamline U.S. stabilization efforts. The action now moves to the Senate. The House Appropriations Committee also approved its fiscal year 2020 Agricultural Appropriations Bill, and that includes funding for Food for Peace and the McGovern-Dole International Food for Education and Child Nutrition Program. Moving on, despite the regime's insistence that there is no humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, nearly 90% of Venezuelans now live in poverty, a percentage that has doubled since 2014, and families are fleeing the country in record numbers. And finally, later this month, the first Democratic presidential candidate debate will take place. While not a top issue, we hope a question or two dealing with foreign policy will be on the agenda. Stay tuned. I look forward to speaking with you next month.